Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 24th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 1 to 3. Have a different perspective of life. Job was an extremely wealthy and influential man who lived in the land of Uz that was located in northern Arabia. At a time when one's wealth was assessed by livestock, Job's enormous wealth and position is described in chapter 1 verse 3 like this. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people in the East. Job's patriarchal family clan and the offering of sacrifice by Job as the head of the family rather than the priest indicates that Job lived during a time period before the exodus of the Israelites. It is probable that Job was a contemporary of Abraham. However, more significantly, Job is described as blameless and upright and as one who feared God and shunned evil. He was a good father of his 10 children and loved them enough to pray and intercede daily for them. It was when calamity struck Job head-on due to no fault of his life that we are able to understand that Job had an entirely different perspective of life. When Job lost all his 10 children and his entire livestock all within a matter of hours, we can see how Job reacted to this tragedy. In chapter 1 verse 20 to 22 we read like this. Then Job arose, tore his robe and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped, and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong. Job was aware of three important aspects of his life. 1. He came into this world carrying nothing, and he will leave this world carrying nothing. 2. Everything that he had was a gift of God from his bounty. Blessed be the name of God. 3. The God who has gifted him can also take it back as well. Blessed be the name of God. After this, the intensity of Job's problems increased when God allowed Satan to inflict Job with painful boils. This was when Job's wife, instead of being a helper to him, suggested that he should curse God and die. We read in chapter 2 verses 9 and 10 like this. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Here again, Job's perspective towards life is reflected. He was willing to accept both good and bad from God without complaining or rebelling. Job was willing to accept adversity that came to his life along with the good things that he had enjoyed earlier from God. The Apostle Paul also learned to rejoice both in plenty and in want. Let us have a different perspective in life, like that of Job and Apostle Paul. Let us know that God is working everything good in our lives, whether good or bad, as we read in Romans chapter 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.